Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Vav, and we are four lines from the bottom of daf Mem Hey Amid Beis Tani Chada. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliso. So yesterday we began the seventh perek of Masechtas Brachas, perek Shloisha Sha'achlu, that deals with the halachos of Birchas Hamazon and the halachos of Birchas Hazimon. Zok de Gemara Tani Chada. We learned in a braisa, ha'oina amen acha berchosav. If somebody makes a bracha, and then after his own bracha, he says amen. Hareza mishubach, it's a beautiful thing. V'tanya idach, we learned in another braisa, that if somebody makes a bracha, and then answers amen to his own bracha, hareza meguna, it's a not nice thing. Which one is it? Says the Gemara Leikasha. Ha b'boinei b'Yerushalayim, ha b'shar brachas. Rashi says that b'boinei Yerushalayim is lav dafka, but rather the way the Gemara is reconciling this apparent blatant contradiction is that if a person makes a bracha, says amen, hareza meguna. If someone, however, is making a set of brachas, a series of brachas, and at the end of all the brachas, he makes one declaration of amen, referring back to all the brachas that he just made, then it's hareza meshubach. Boinei Yerushalayim is the end of a set of brachas, because it's the third of the three brachas of Berchas HaMazon that are the Eraisa. So it's for that reason, if you say Amen after Boinei Yerushalayim, you're not just saying Amen after one bracha, but rather you're saying Amen after a series of brachas. If a person, however, would make a bracha and then say Amen, that would already be Hareza Meguna. Says the Gemara, Abaya, Oni Lebekol. Abaya would say Amen after Boinei Yerushalayim, and when he would say Amen after Boinei Yerushalayim, he would say really, really loudly. Ki hechi de lishmu poya, so that the poyalim, the workers that just took a lunch break and they finished eating, they should know that Abaya just finished the three brachas that are deiraisa, meaning it's time for them to get up. They don't make the fourth bracha. Daf toiva made of lav deiraisa, meaning that it's not deiraisa. We'll see more about this later. The poyalim, they're obligated to bench, but only the Birchas HaMazon, that's the Eraisa, and not that's the Rabbana. Ravashi on Lebe L'chisha. Ravashi did in the reverse. Ravashi, when he would say Amen after Boinei Yerushalayim, he would say really quietly, why? Because the truth is, he's saying Amen because you just finished the series of brachas, but really you did. You're about to make the fourth bracha. You're about to make the bracha Atoiv HaMetiv. The teretz is, Atoiv HaMetiv is the Rabbana. You just finished the brachas that are the Eraisa. But you're being mezalzel a little bit in the bracha of Atoiv VaHametiv, which is only a Rabbanon. So it's for that reason Ravashi would say Amen, because that's the right thing to do, but he would say it quietly. Now, when you walk away from this Gemara, as we're about to do, it would seem that there's an idea to say Amen after you finish a series of brachas. That's what we do when we bench. Amen. Now, what's another example of a series of brachas? Rashi says, Berachas Kriyas Shema is a series of brachas. There would be other examples as well. Stating that, we don't do that. The only time that we ever say Amen after a bracha is Boinei Berach Mivishalayim Amen. And Tosfos says that even though, based on Pashup Shan and the Gemara, the way Rashi explained it and the way other Rishonim explained it, says Tosfos, it would seem that this shouldn't be the only time you do it. But Tosfos invokes a principle that the Gemara just mentioned on the previous staff, the last Gemara, and Perak Ketzam of Aruchim, and that is Umiyu. Go look around, see what the minig is. The minig is not to do it. So if the minig is not to do it, that must be the right thing. Meaning, even though, if you're going to say, Boinei Berach Mivishalayim Amen, so you're paskening like this halacha, that ha'oina Amen acha berchosav hareza meshubach, when it's a series of brachas, that you should say Amen after brachas kriyishma as well. Why don't we do it? So Taisa says, I don't have a good answer. But that is the minig, and if that's the minig, that must be the right way to do it. Rab Zeira chalash. Rab Zeira was sick. Ola gabi rabavo. Rabavo went to be mevaka chaylo. Kabbalah leh. When he saw Rab Zeira in pain, suffering, so he made the following Kabbalah. He said, imitbach katino charech shaki. If Rab Zeira, who was short, and being referred to here as katina, he also had burned thighs. We'll see more about that later. So if Rab Zeira, who was the Katina Charech Shaki, will get better, Avidna Yoim Matava the Rabbanon, said, I'm going to make a big yontif for the Rabbanon. Itfach, Rab Zeira had a refuah shleima. Avat Suda Solokul Rabbanon. So Rab Avo went and he made a big Suda Kimatil Mishri when it came time to break bread. Amalei the Rab Zeira. So Rab Avo told Rab Zeira, Lishon Laimar. Right, you're the Ireach HaKovid, you're the guest of honor. This whole Suda was made for you. Lead us in the Suda. Amalei, so he told him, Lai Sava Lamar, the Hadam Rabbi Yechanan. So Rab Zeira told Rab Avo, don't you know Rabbi Yochanan said, Domer Balabayas Baitseh, you're the Balabayas, you're the one hosting the party, you're the one that's supposed to break bread. Sharulu, so Rabbi Avo listened to Rabbi Zeir, said, Kibat Levruchi, when it came time to bench, Amalei, so again Rabbi Avo turned to Rabbi Zeir and he told, Navrach Lanmar, could you lead us in benching? Amalei, so he told him, Leisavel Amar, Lahadar Rav Hunidim in Bavel, don't you hold him, Rav Hunidim in Bavel said, Domer, also known as Rav Huna, Baitseh Amavarech, that whoever is the one that broke bread, he's the one that now should lead benching. So, Rabbi says the Gemara, "Iu command sphere." What did Rabbi Avo hold? Balabayis, Baitseya. It's true that Balabayis is the one that's supposed to break bread, but at the same time, Va'oireyam mevarech. Meaning, even though Rav Huna said that the Baitseya is mevarech, Rabbi Avo was going like Rabbi Yochanan, who said the Oireach is Mevarech. So the Balabayas should be the Baitseya, and the Oireach should be the Mevarech. Why? Balabayas, Baitseya, Kadesh Yiv Tzabayin Yofa. Balabayas is the one that's Baitseya, because like this will be Baitseya Ba'ayin Yofa. Being that he's paying for this meal, so he'll be bread. And as a result, people will get more food. If the guest is going to be the one to start cutting the challah, he might be afraid to cut big pieces, so it's not his. So that people sitting at the table should be able to eat ba'ayin yofa. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Baitseya should be mevarech. Va'oireach mevarech. Why is the oireach, the guest, the one that should lead the oilam and benching? Kedei sheyevarech balabayas. So he should make the birchas balabayas. Because remember, once upon a time, the only person that benched was the one that was the mezame, the one that led the benching. So if it's a guest that's leading the benching, then he'll include a bracha. What bracha will he include? The birchas ereach. Says the Gemara, my mevarich, what is this birchas ereach? Yerotzin shalevesh balabayis b'ayim mazev lo yikolam leilam abba. V'rebi moysa badvar, yisak ma'id b'chal nechazim, yinu chazim nechazim mutzlachim v'krevim le'ir, v'al yishloit satan lo'i b'masi yada v'lo'i b'masi yadeinu, v'al yizdaker lo'i lefona v'lo'i lefoneinu shum dvar hir chet v'avera v'ovoin. So one thing that we need to reconcile, and we'll get to this in the raid portion of the daf, and that is, at the end of yesterday's daf, we saw that when it comes time to benching, who's the one that's supposed to bench? The most chash of a person. In fact, the Gemara told the story where Yehuda bar Mereimar, Mar bar Avashi, and Rav Acha Midifti, they all broke bread, and there was no one person that was noticeably greater than anybody else. So they felt that if there's no gadol to be mevarech, then nobody should bench. What was the basis to say that? So the Tashbit says they learned it from the Psukim. Gadlu Hashem iti unirayim moshma yachdav. This is David HaMelech, who's the gadol, talking to everybody else. Kishem Hashem ekra havu gadol alekenu. This is Moshe Rabbeinu talking, who's the gadol, to everybody else. So it sounds like the only time you do Zimun is when there's someone who's for sure greater, like David and Moshe. Otherwise, you don't bench. But the point is, who's the one that's supposed to lead the benching? It's the gadol. And here we just had a statement from Rav Huna ben Bavel, who said that the Balabayas is the one that's supposed to bench. Rav Yochanan said, which is what Rav Avo followed, that the Oireach is supposed to be Mevarech. So Luchur, at first glance, we have to make sense of these two Gemaras. We'll get to that a little bit later. Ad Heichon, Birchas HaZimon. So what exactly is Birchas HaZimon? So we know, it starts Rav Boisam Yival benching, which we saw yesterday isn't really part of Birchas HaZimon. That's just preparing ourselves for a davish ha'bikdusha, like the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh. But what Zimun is Nevarech she'achalnu mishaloi, Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi v'tu v'chayinu. That's the short answer. That's halacha l'maisa. Stating that, a very interesting Gemara. Additionally, the Gemara we're about to learn, there's really two approaches in the Rishonim how to learn. There's Rashi's Mahalach and there's Tosfos Mahalach. Rashi's Mahalach, although it's a big chiddush, seems to be the Pashim Shad, and we're going to learn the Gemara with Rashi's Mahalach. Ad Heichon, Birchas HaZimun, up until where the Zimun go. Rav Nachman says, Ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshe, so Amar, Ad Hazan. Rav Nachman said, Zimun is what we think it is. It's Nevarech Shechalnu Mishaloi, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi, V'tuvei Chayinu. Rav Sheshe said a very big Kiddush. He said, Ad Hazan. The first bracha of benching, Hazan Es Oilam Kuloi, V'tuvei, V'chein, V'chesedu, V'rachamim, that's part of Zimun. In other words, if someone's benching by himself, he wouldn't say Hazan. He would start benching with Noy Delucha. Hazan is all part of Zimun. So according to Rav Nachman, it's only Nevarech Shechalnu, Baruch Shechalnu Mishaloi. According to Rav Sheshes, the bracha of Hazan is part of Zimun. It would seem at first glance that maybe this is a machlokes. Tani Chadav learned to the Brisa. Birchas Hamazon Shtayim V'Shloisha. Birchas Hamazon sometimes is made up of two brachas and sometimes is made up of three brachas. Tani Chadav learned to another Brisa Shloisha V'Arba. Sometimes it's made up of three brachas. Sometimes it's made up of four brachas. So again, a flat out stira. So Ruah dekuli alma toiva meitavav deraisi. The assumption is that everybody holds that the fourth bracha of benching, the bracha of atoiva meitiv, is lav deraisa. Again, this is going to come up again and again. If atoiva meitiv is lav deraisa, why do we say atoiva meitiv? So the Gemara is going to say coming up that it's related to Churban Beitar. After Churban Beitar and the aftermath of Churban Beitar, the Chachamim instituted a fourth bracha in benching for whatever reason, the bracha of atoiva meitiv. So the assumption is that everybody holds atoiva meitiv is lav deraisa. And if that's the case, the braisa, when it's counting the amount of brachas of benching, is not counting atoiva meitiv. So two or three, not in counting atoiva meitiv. Three or four, not counting atoiva meitiv. So what's going on here? Is it two or three, or is it three or four? Just how do you make sense of this? So the Gemara says, "My labahav kamivli." I think this is maybe what's going on. The manda amashtayim b'shalosh, the brisa that says benching is either two or three kasava adazon, holds that zimun includes in it the first bracha of benching. So sometimes benching is made up of two brachas. Doiraisa. How so? If you're benching by yourself. If you bench by yourself, you don't say Azanas Ha'ilam. What then do you do? You say Noidalacha, and then you say Bainu Yerushalayim. It's two brachas. If you're benching with a Zimun, then you have Azan as well. So you can end up having three. Mande Amash Sholish Varba, and the Mandam that says that it's either three or four Kosavar Ad Nevarech. He holds that no. Everybody says Azan. Even if you bench Biyachidus, you say Hazan. So if you bench by yourself, you have the three brachas Doiraisa. When do you have four? If you're benching with a mezuman, then the zimun ends up being the fourth. So says the Gemara. This machlekes Rav Nachum Rashi is really machlekes Tanam. The Gemara says, "Loy Rav Nachum mitaritz l'tamei, Rav Sheshes mitaritz l'tamei." Rav Nachum will make it work with his shita, and Rav Sheshes can make both prices work with his shita as well. House Rav Nachum mitaritz l'tamei. The kuli am anevarech. Everybody holds bench zimun is anevarech, meaning hazan. According to everybody, says Rav Nachman, is what we think it is. It's the first bracha benching. Even a yachid has to say it. What's the two brises over here? Man, damash olish var, but the brises that says sometimes three, sometimes four, shaper. That's very good. It's sometimes three if you bench biyachidus. It's sometimes four. That's the brichas azimun. Uman damash time v'shalish. Amalach hachav et brichas poyel maskinon. We're talking about a poyel, a worker. We saw before the poyel didn't say atoiva meitiv. Here's another halacha related to the benching of the poyel. Damamar, the poyel is peseach bazon. He would say the first bracha of benching, and then he would say a second bracha of a koilel, boinei Yerushalayim, the birchas ha'aretz. And then the second and the third, he doesn't say the fourth, he would wrap into one. So how is it sometimes two and sometimes three? If a poil is benching biyachidus, it's going to be two. It's hazan, and then he has this abridged version of two and three. He merges them together. If he's benching with a zimun, then he's going to have three. Point is, it could be three or four. That's in usual cases. It could be two or three if he's a poyel. Rav Sheshes mataritz l'tamei. Rav Sheshes could also be mataritz l'tamei. Kuli am adazon. Everybody holds that benching, that zimun really goes adazon. That hazon is not part of benching. Mandam ashtayim v'shalosh shapas. Mandam the brisa that says two or three, it's very good. It's two. It's three if there's a zimun. We're walking around with an assumption that atoiva meitiv is not deiraisa. It was instituted 100 or so years after Churban Bayis Sheni. It's not true. This braisa holds that atoiva meitiv is really deiraisa. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef commented, you mentioned that there's a braisa that holds atoiva meitiv is deiraisa. I'll prove to you, teida, that atoiva meitiv lav deiraisa. Why? Shari poyalim oikunoisa. We just said the poyalim used to take out atoiva meitiv. Why would they take out atoiva meitiv? Must be because it's not deiraisa. They say the first brachas, they don't say atoiva meitiv. What's the difference? Must be that it's not deiraisa. Om Rav Yisrael Shmuel, I'm right to Meshmei Derav. Hey, I'll prove to you that atoiva meitiv lav deiraisa. I have a different raya. Shari poseach baba baruch, ve'in choysen baba baruch. And this next gemara is an important gemara. Because atoiva meitiv, how does the bracha start? Baruch ato Hashem. It starts with Baruch Ato Hashem. Now, if Atoiva Meitiv was Doiraisa, said Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, all in the name of Rav, then you would never start the Baruch of Atoiva Meitiv with Baruch Ato Hashem. Why not? Kedetanya, it's based on a halacha taught in this braisa. Kol ha-bracha is kulam peiseach behem be-baruch, v'choysen behem be-baruch. A perfect bracha starts Baruch Ato Hashem, and then at the ending of the bracha, it would end Baruch Ato Hashem. But then you have to read the fry print. Chutz, but there are many, many exceptions. We brachas ha-peiros, we brachas ha-mitzvahs, right? A regular brachas ha-peiros. Baruch atah Hashem alekeinu melech ha-olam, but your priorities. It starts with Baruch atah Hashem. It doesn't end with Baruch atah Hashem. Your classic brachas ha-mitzvahs. You start with Baruch Hashem. You don't end with Baruch Hashem. U-brachas mucha l'chavrta. Additionally, there are brachas where you only end with Baruch atah Hashem and you don't start with Baruch atah Hashem. What's an example of that? A brachas mucha l'chavrta. So if you're going to say a few brachas, one after the other, you don't have to start each bracha with Baruch Atah Hashem, because the Baruch Atah Hashem that you preface the first bracha with, that somehow carries itself over to the later brachas. Some of these you're Pesach Bebarach, you're not Chosim Bebarach, just such as Brachas HaPeres and Brachas HaMitzvahs. And then there's examples where you only be Chosim Bebarach, not Pesach Bebarach, such as a Brachas Mucha L'Chavrta. What's the point? What are we trying to say? The bracha atoyva ametiv is poiseach bebaruch ve'in choisim bebaruch. So the question is, why is atoyva ametiv poiseach bebaruch? L'chur, it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. It's the fourth bracha in a set of brachas. So why is it poiseach bebrachas? So the Gemara said, a geshmak isvara, mechlau must be the bracha b'fnei atzmei. Now, it's not a bracha b'fnei atzmei, because L'maisa, it's the fourth brach of a set of brachas, says Tosfos. But being that it's midrabanan and the other three are midrayisa, so we treat it therefore not as a bracha smucha l'chavrta, and it's for that reason it's pesach b'baruch. So he said, this is a raya that atoyva hametiv must be derabanan, because if atoyva hametiv was derayisa, it wouldn't start with baruch atah Hashem, because then you'd look at it as a classic bracha smucha l'chavrta. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, I'll bring you a different raya of atoyva hametiv lav derayisa. Shari oikunoyisa v'beis aval, because in a base oval, we don't say Hatoiva Amit. Katani, we learn to the Brisa. Mahi Noimir Beis Oval. What do they say in a base oval? Baruch Hatoiva Amit. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Baruch Taino Emes. Feit Gemara, Hatoiva Amitiv in Taino Emes, Loi. What the Tanakam holds, you don't say a Baruch Taino Emes, Eleim Af Hatoiva Amitiv. Bottom line is, it seemed to be a machloikis whether you say Hatoiva Amitiv in a base oval or you don't say Hatoiva Amitiv in a base oval. The Gemara continues. Marzucha Iklo Be Ravashi, Marzucha was once Be Ravashi, Israel Be Milsa, and Ravashi was sitting Shiva, Pasachu Baruch, and he ate and he benched, and by benching came to the fourth brachas. He said, Boyne Barachim Yushalayim, Amen. And then he started saying like this, Baruch Hatoiva Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hatoiva Amitiv, Kael Emes, Dahin Emes, Shifet Tzedek, loikeach b'mishpat v'shalat b'olamay, lasis b'kirtzon, kichol d'rachav mishpat, shakol shaloi v'anachnu amei v'avod, b'chol anachnu chayovim b'hoidei sloyu, l'varchoi, goyde prosis b'yisrael, hu yigdar esapirtz azayis b'yisrael l'chayim. And that was the fourth bracha that Rav Ashi said. The bottom line is that there's definitely an opinion over here that you don't say the bracha, the classic bracha of atoy v'ametiv, in a base level, why not? If it's a deraisa, how can you be oiker a deraisa in a base level? If it's a derabanan, so instead of saying atoyva metiv, so there's a different nusach that talks about dayino emes, shuifit b'tzedek, loikeach b'mishpat, that erki kol derachav mishpat, shakul shaloi v'anachna ami v'avada, right? There's an inyan of tzidduk adin that's being recited in this bracha. But that all is good if it's a derabanan. If it's a deraisa, just like we don't tweak with the first three brachas, you can't tweak with this one either. Either way, this says the Gemara, this would be a raya that Atoiva Meitiv is not a Deiraisa, Atoiva Meitiv is a Durabana. So again, why are we talking about Atoiva Meitiv if it's a Deiraisa or if it's a Durabana? It came in a little parenthetically, because the Gemara asked a contradiction between two Braises. One Braises says benching is made up of sometimes two brachas, sometimes three brachas, sometimes three brachas, sometimes four brachas, and the Gemara tried reconciling the contradiction in light of Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman Shita respectively, the way Rashi explained the sugya, and that is whether Berchas HaZimun includes in it the first bracha of Azan, or Azan is independent. Even a Yochid would say the bracha of Azan. So Bederech Agav, the Gemara said that perhaps you can say that there is a shita that holds Atoiva Meitiv is Deiraisa, and the Gemara seemed to knock it down based on three proofs. Number one, Teda, that Atoiva Meitiv is not Deiraisa, because the Poyalim don't say Atoiva Meitiv. Number two, you start Atoiva Meitiv Baruch Atah Hashem. L'chur, it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta. So if it's a bracha smucha l'chavrta, then why do you start Baruch Atah Hashem? Must be, it's different. Why is it different? Oh, it's the Rabbanan. The other one's a Deiraisa. And then the third proof that the Gemara brought was that in a base oval, we don't say Atoiva Meitiv. That must be it's the Rabbanan. If it's Deiraisa, we would never be able to be oikered even in a base oval, says the Gemara. Returning back to the Machloikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Again, this is all Rashi L'shitasai, the way Rashi learns the Sugya. So Rav Nachman said that Zimun is Nevorech Shalchalnu Mishaloi, Baruch she'achal mi'mishaloi v'tuvay chayinu. Rav Shesha said, no, the first bracha of benching, hazonas ha'olam kula b'tuvay, till hazonas ha'kol, that's all part of Zimun. So the Gemara wants to know like this. What happens if three people are breaking bread together? Two of them want to bench, the one person, he's still eating his sandwich. So what's the halacha? He has to stop. He stops, and he's mishtatif in benching. Now, he's not going to bench, he's still eating. But he's gonna answer, Baruch she'achal mi'mishaloi v'tuvay chayinu. Now, 20 minutes later, he wants to bench. According to Rav Sheshes, that holds, a yachid doesn't say the bracha of Azad. A yachid starts with noidalacha. How's this person supposed to bench? Does he start with noidalacha? Or does he say the first bracha? What are the two start of? It's very simple. He's a yachid that's benching. So based on that, he should start with noidalacha. But then again, he was part of a zimun. So being that he was part of a zimun, so it was chal already that he's part of the mezumin. So even though he's not benching with the oilam, he's benching by himself 20 minutes later. But once he was part of the zimun, maybe he is supposed to say the bracha of azan. Says the Gemara, Lehechanu chayzer. Rav Zvid Mishpeh Dabayi, Amu chayzer l'rosh. He says the bracha of azan. V'rabbanan amri l'makam shapasak. V'hilchasa l'makam shapasak. Now, the short reason, by the way, why Tosfos doesn't like this whole pshat in the sugya, everything we just said in the last 10 minutes, is because Tosfos says it comes out that Rav Sheshes, the sheet is that the bracha of Azan is not part of benching as much as it's part of Zimun. Tosfos says the whole sugi is not mashma that way. And he says, besides, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. Whenever there's a machloikis, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes says, Tosfos, in the world of Kloli Hashas, the halacha is going to end up being like Rav Sheshes. So if the halacha is going to be like Rav Sheshes, this would have to be the halacha l'maisa. And again, ma'amidava, this is for sure not the halacha l'maisa. So says Tosfos, this can't be pshan in the Gemara. What is pshan in the Gemara? So if you want to take a look at it, it's Tosfos dibra maskul ad heichon. Says famous last words. Rav Sheshes. The Reish Kalusa once told Rav Sheshes, he said, even though you're old rabbis, you're very wise, you're very learned, but parsoi b'tzarchi suda b'ki minaychu. When it comes to etiquette at the dinner table, the Persians have it better than you do. And he went on to explain. He said, "Bisman changed shtei mitos." So in the olden days, people didn't just sit at the table; they actually lied at the table. They would bring out not chairs, beds, and the oilam would sit beheseba of the linkazat, like literally the way we do it at the Leil HaSeder. So what if you have two people that are having dinner together? You have a business meeting. So what do? You have two beds, you're lying to your left, and this is the way you have your suda. So the Gemara says like this: "Bisman changed shtei mitos gadol meisiv b'roish." The older person, or the more chashiv person, he would lie down first. The sheni loy lamaylo. So the two beds wouldn't be facing each other, but they would actually be adjacent to each other along the length of the beds, where the katan would be, his feet would be at the head of the gadol. That's the way they were lying. They're leaning at the left, and they're somehow, you know, going to negotiate a transaction. But this is the way they're lying. So b'sman change shnei mita is gadol mesa b'roish v'sheni loy l'mayla heimen. B'sman change shalosh man. There are three people. Gadol mesa be'emza. The most chashav was in the middle. Sheni loy l'mayla. The second chashav was on top of him. Heimenu shlisha loy l'mat heimenu. And the third one was on the bottom. Amalei. So he told him. So Rav Sheshes told the Reish Kalusa, this is what they do. So let me ask you a few questions, just practical. So let's say they want to talk to each other, right? Isn't that the point? So how exactly do they have a conversation? Meaning the gadol, so how's he supposed to, right? Because if he's leaning on his left, and his head is to the feet of the person on top of him, if you could visualize them, so he's facing away from him. So it's a little challenging to have a conversation. So he told him, how exactly do they talk? Oh, you mean you're supposed to get up? Isn't the whole point that you're lying this way? Because this is a geshmak way to eat. So he told him, Shani parsoi demachvelu b'machag. He says, no, this worked for the Persians. You're right, for us this wouldn't work. But for the Persians it worked, because they used to talk a lot with hand gestures. So as a result, you know, you don't have to necessarily see the person while he's, you don't have to see his mouth when he's talking, as long as the goggle can communicate with the cotton with different hand motions, so that somehow would make sense. So he told him, he asked him another question. He says, tell me, these Persians, these really, really wise Persians that seem to have figured it all out. So when it comes to Mayan Rishonim, comes to wash. So who would wash first? Amalei told him, in Agadol, the more chasha person would wash first. He told him, Yeshiv Gadol, Yishma Yadav, Achenoitim Kulam. What, he's going to sit around now, so he washes first. Let's say there's two people, three people, four people. You know, presumably the bread's not at the table yet, so he's going to have to wait. Isn't it inappropriate for the Gadol to have to wait? Amalei, so he told him, the Reish Kulusa told Rav Sheshes. No, that they addressed that. La'alta ma'isu taka kameh. No, as soon as the Gadol washes, they bring him bread. He doesn't have to wait for anybody. What about my machreinim? Who starts for? Amalei, he told him, menakaton. They start from the kot. He said, v'kotol yasev v'yada mezuamois. Achenoitel kulam. Is that nice that the gadol should have to sit around? Meaning, presumably they remove the food, they remove the table. Now everyone's dirty. No forks and knives. So they're waiting to, we'll see more about that later. So they're waiting to wash their hands. He's going to sit there all dirty. No, he's still eating dessert. He's drinking his wine. You know, whatever they did, the mugmar, whatever they were busy with at the end of the meal, he's still doing. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said, I hear what you're saying, Reish Kalusa. Let me tell you what the Rabbanan Kishishi, who you were not so impressed with, let me tell you what we do. We have a braisa. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. It's a teisefta. Ketzad seder hasebo. Bizman changed name because if there's two people called the Mesa Berosh, Visheni loy, not lemaile himenu, but rather lemate himenu. Oh, if he's lemate, then it makes sense. You're leaning to your left, you're looking down, and the koton is down. You're facing him. As a result, you can communicate with him like a match. Bizman changed, inshallah, if there's three people, Godo Mesa Berosh, Sheni Loy Lamale Himenu, Shlishi Loy Lamate Himenu, Maima Rishoyne, Maschilim and Agodo, Maima Chroyne, what about Maima Chroyne? But this is an interesting aloha. Bizman changed, hey, if there's five people, Maschilim and Agodo, five people, you start with the Godo. Bizman changed, may, if there's 100 people, Maschilim and Akotin, you start with the Kotin. Achimagi and Eitzel, hey, so the first 95 people wash their hands. Then, when you get to the last five, the Chhoizer Maschilim and Agodo. Then you go to the Godo. Now, what's the point in this? The point is because the Gadol, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, should be the first because he, the one who washes my machrena first, he's the one that's going to lead the benching. Like this, he can prepare the benching. There were no sedorim then. So you had a chazer remember the benching. So like this, the Gadol will do it. How much time did he need? So about the amount of time that five people need to wash their hands. So if there's five people, start with the Gadol. If there's going to be more than five people, so then for him to wash his hands and just wait, that's inappropriate. So then you'd start with the cotton, or you'd start with someone else, wait until there's five people left. When there's five people left, then already be mechaved the gadol. Says the Gemara, L'makam Shemayim Achreinim Chayzerin L'shom Bracha Chayzeris. Whoever did the Mayim Achreinim first, he's the one that benches first, that leads the benching, the Messayele, the Rav, the Amrav Chivar Ashi, Amarav, Kalanoitu, Yodab Achrein, the Tchilo, whom is Zuchan L'Bracha? Whoever does Mayim Achreinim first, he's the one that's supposed to lead the benching. Rav, Rav Chivar Yasmin, Sudason, that, no, Rav Rechivar once eating a suda together. Kamei de Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe the Rav. So Rebbe told Rav, kum mashi yotcha. Let's go wash your hand. Chazi de komartis. So Rav Chiya saw that Rav was a little embarrassed about what Rebbe told him. He took it as if Rebbe was disappointed that Rav's hands were dirty. Amalei, he told him, bar pachsi, ayin bebrichas mezoinu kamalei. He wants you to do ma'ayin machreina first because he wants you to be the first to lead the bench. Tan Rabban, ayin mechabdin, loy bedrochin, veloy bikshorin, so we mentioned being mechabed a person by a suda. My mishoinim, my machroinim. Who should be the baitseya? Who should be the one that leads the benching? Says the Gemara Braiso that there's no inyan of giving somebody covet. Loy bedrachim, not on the road. Loy biksharim. So ordinarily, if two people are walking together, so the chasha person should always walk through the door first. He should be on the right. We'll see more about this soon. But bedrachim on a road, in a public area, there's no covet. Additionally, on a bridge, there's no covet either. Pashut, on a bridge, there's no covet. This is Mipnei HaSakana. You know, you're on this bridge and you're going to start fighting on who should go first. Just go and you'll fight it out later. So, Eim Mechabdin Loi Bedrachim V'Loi Bikshorim. Additionally, V'Loi Biyadayim Mizuamay. So, Rashi, by my Machreinim. So, there's no idea to give covet by my Machreinim. So, what's the reason? Because it's inappropriate that, oh, your hands are dirty, so you go ahead and wash. It's not fine to tell about coveting a person. Look, Rav was a little, felt bad a little bit when Rebbe told him, wash your hands. So if there's a practical aspect of it, so then you do it. But if it's not a practical thing, like to be ma'ayin and birchas hamazon, but if that's not what it is, there's no idea. It's actually counterproductive to mechabit somebody when it comes to ma'ayin marachet. Ravin v'abaya have a gozi borucha. So on this note, Ravin and Abaya once traveling together. Kadmas chami de Ravin l'dabaya. So they were both walking and they both had their donkeys. And Ravin's donkey went ahead of Abaya's donkey. And Ravin didn't stop and tell Abaya, his Rebbe, Nezel Mar, no, Rebbe, your donkey should go first. Oh, Mari said, I see that since, this Abaye is talking, since Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, I see Gasle Daite, he's acting with Gaiva. Rashi says, and we know this, that Ravin learned in Eretz Yisrael. But Rashi will be medayik l'shoyne yazov. We have a nice knetch over here in this. L'fisha yor rovin rogel lalois mi vavol Eretz Yisrael. He didn't go one time to learn as a bacher for 2 years in Eretz Yisrael. No, he used to go all the time. V'loy marhu dvarim mishmoy shal Rabbi Yochanan. It sounds like he was like a messenger. He was a shluch d'rachmana. He was a shadar. He used to go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Why is he going to Eretz Yisrael? He came to a Torah for Rabbi Yochanan. It's like this, the Olam in Babel will know what Rabbi Yochanan had to say. Right, throughout Shas, Kiyasa Ravin and Kiyasa Ravdimi. So Rashi's saying this by Ravin, but the point is, it's not like punkt, Ravin went to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we always speak about the Yavetz with Yaakov Eben, and says, all the Talmid HaChachamim in Babel, all the Bachram used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. This is more than that. Shlefisha, your Ravin, Rogel, Lalois, Mi Babel, Eretz Yisrael. For sure, Rashi is saying he was ragel to go. We're adding a knech. Maybe the reason he was ragel to go was to come report back what Rabbi Yochanan had to say. But the bottom line is, Rava went to Eretz Yisrael. So Abaye said, since Rava went to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't give me the same covet. The Gemara says, Kipata lepischa the Benek Tishta, when he came to the Beis HaKnesses, I guess that's where they were going. Amalei said, then Rava turned to Abaye and he told him, Neomar, Rebbe, you go first. Amalei told him, Ahad Ashto, Lav Mar, no, what, up until now, was it Mar? Now I'm Mar. Amalei told him, Hachim Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Ein mechabdin ela bepesach sheyesh ba mezuzah. There's an idea to be mechabed somebody, but that's only if you're walking into a place that has a door. A door with a mezuzah. The Gemara says this, but mezuzah in the last name mezuzah loy. Ela meyata beis haknesses beis hamedrash shesh mezuzah hachinami de ein mechabdin. Beis haknesses beis hamedrash mikra then doesn't require a mezuzah. And this ma'aseh shaya kachaya happened in a beis haknesses aleima bepesach haroy la mezuzah. It has to be a door, a place that's roy la mezuzah. But if it's not a place that's roy la mezuzah, you don't have this halacha excel. So a few ha'aris related to this pact, albeit short, very very straightforward daf. So in no particular order. So one of the things the Gemara talked about was the Birchas Hareach. Specifically, you're sitting at a Suda, and it comes time to bench. So who's going to lead the benching? Today, leading the benching means Rabbi Yisrael Mevelam benching. Once upon a time, leading the benching was a lot more than that. What it meant was one person's going to bench, everybody else is just going to listen, and everybody else was going to be yoitza with the person's benching. The question, who is the one that's supposed to lead the benching? And we mentioned very briefly when we went through the Gemara that there seems to be conflicting reports. On the bottom of Daf Mem Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara seems to say that the Gadol is the one that's supposed to bench. That was the story with Yehuda bar Meremar, Mar bar Avashir, Vachim Yedifti, where there was no Gadol, so they thought, if there's no Gadol, nobody leads benching. Because David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu, Gadol HaShem Iti, Kishem HaShem Ekro, if there's no Gadol, nobody benches. But the point is, who's the one that's supposed to be Mevarech? It's the Gadol that's supposed to be Mevarech. Then we had a Maisa Shahaya, Kachaya, where Rav Avo hosted a party for Rav Zeira. It was a Suda Saidah, Rav Zeira wasn't well, and he was Zoycha to a Refua Shalema, and at this party, it came time to bench. Rav Avo was mechabed Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, no, you're the one that's supposed to bench. Bottom line is, it came out that there were two mehalchim. Either the Oireach is the one that's going to bench, or the Balabayas is the one that's going to bench. But it clearly had nothing to do with the Gadol. So is it the Gadol that benches? Or is it the Balabayas? Or is it maybe the Oireach? The Teretz is very, very simple. And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon in Simen Reish Aleph. And the name of the Simen is Mihu HaMevar. So literally, the name of the Simon just walks us right into the shmuz. Says the Mechaber, Gadol Mevarech, the most chashev person at the meal, he's the one that's supposed to be lead benching. I feel about the life, even if he came at the end of the meal, it doesn't matter. He's the one that leads the benching. If he wants, he can be Moichel HaKvoide, he can give it to somebody else. But the most chashev person, he's the one that's supposed to bench. Says the Mechaber, V'hani Mili, when is this true? Ki she'in shamei reyach. That's true if there's no guest. Avalim yeish shamei reyach, hu mevarech. Then a guest should bench. And I feel in Balabai is Gadol Mimenu. Why? Kideshi Yevo. Because we paskin, like Rabbi Vo said, he said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Oireach should bench, so he should be able to give a bracha, umam bracha bracha, yiratzen shalay yevash, v'lo yikolim, balabayis hazel, loy ba'ilum hazel, v'lo ba'ilum haba, etc., etc. And then the Mechaber says, v'n balabayis roitza, levater al birchos, so let's say the balabayis doesn't want to bench, and the Oireach doesn't want to bench, so of course he can be mevater. In the world of declining the offer, that's for sure okay. But halacha l'maisa, who's supposed to bench? So you have the answer. It's very simple. It's a mafurish mechaber. If there's an oireach, meaning Reuven toasting Shimon, you're eating a Shabbos suit in somebody else's house, the oireach should be mevarech. Because if there's an oireach, there's a birchas oireach, and we want the birchas oireach. It's a very chashuv bracha. So this is the point. We're trying to accomplish the birchas oireach. The gemara that said the gadol is mevarech, where's that negeya? That's Negeya where there is no Eireach. Three people are sitting together. You're in a restaurant. I don't know. You're just sitting together. There's no Eireach. Where there's no Eireach. Okay, so then who's the one that's supposed to lead the benching? So that's the halacha, the gadol's mevarech. So if there's an Eireach, it's the Eireach. If there's no, what about a Kayin? Where does a Kayin come in? So the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yaktim chacham Yisrael l'kayin l'am ha'aretz l'varech l'fanach derech chayku mishpat. That even though we say b'shus ha'kayin, and there is for sure an idea to be mechabed a Kayin, but a Talmud Chacham comes before a Kayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in fact, it's a Gemara about Raprei, the Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, and Aleph. We'll save that for another day. But for sure, the Talmud Chacham comes before the Kohen. If there's a Talmud, if there are two people, they're both Talmid Chachamim, or they're both not Talmid Chachamim, and one of them is a Kohen, so then there's an idea that the Kohen should be Mavarach. So there's for sure an idea of Kohen. So what's the bottom line? Oireach comes first if there's an Oireach. That's without a question. In the event that there is no Eireach, because everyone's just sitting together, there's no Balabais and no Eireach, then the Gadol comes first. All things equal, there is also a Maila, there is also an idea to have the Am Haaretz. Right, that was the punchline. To have a Kayin. Where exactly do you put the Berchas Eireach? So where does the Berchas Eireach go? So there's two minhagim. Some people say the Berchas Eireach after the Harachamot. Some people say the Berchas Eireach right after the Brocha Atoiv HaMetiv. So if you don't say the Harachamot, then obviously you're going to say it after the Brocha Atoiv HaMetiv. But I'll tell you something interesting. The Makar to say it after Atoiv HaMetiv actually comes from the Brisker world. It's based on a diuk and a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, brings the Brocha of the Eireach. Let's listen to L'shoinei Azov Shal HaRambam. Brocha Revius. So the Rambam is discussing the fourth bracha of benching, the bracha Atoiv HaMetiv. Bracha Reviyah Sarech Lahaskir Ba Sholosh Malchias. We'll see more about that in the coming daf. Ukishem Evorech Oirech Eitzam Alabayis. Let's say there's a guest. So the Rambam's talking about the fourth bracha of benching. Bracha Reviyah Sarech Lahaskir Ba Sholosh Malchias. Ukishem Evorech Oirech Eitzam Alabayis. Moisif Ba Bracha Lebalabayis. Moisif Ba Mida Mapike. Moisif Ba, what do you mean? Where? In the bracha revius. You're Moisif in the bracha revius, bracha la balabais. Keitza mevarchai, oime yiratzin shle tevash balabais, boi lamazeh, veloiti kolim loy lamabo. That's the Rambam's nusach. And then he says, v'yeshloi reshus lo hoisif bebrichas balabais ula hayrach bo. So if somebody's invited by somebody and he wants to give us a rebbe shabrach, you have a right to do that. But the Rambam says, you want to know what the real bracha is? Very short. Yiratzin shle tevash balabais, boi lamazeh, veloiti kolim loy lamabo. That's what the real bracha is. But the bottom line is, so they say over in the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Griz, and I saw it's in the Evin HaOzel as well. Rabbi Zalman and Evin HaOzel on this Rambam says it also. That the Rambam seemed to say that the Birchas Eireach is a chelek of the Bracha Revius. Bracha Revius, Sarach Lahaska Basholish Malchios. And when there's an Eireach, so now we're adding to the Bracha Revius. Eitzab Alabayas, Moisef Ba, in the Bracha, Bracha Labal. What's the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina says Rabbi Zalman is, do you say Amen? After Al Yechasreinu, when there's a Berchas Eireach or no? If there's Atoiv HaMeitiv, and then you're saying the Berchas Eireach, so it's a separate bracha. But said Rabbi Zalman from the Rambam it's Mashvin, you shouldn't say Amen after Al Yechasreinu. Because Vakeh, the Berchas Eireach is all part of the ask your local rabbi, but that's Rabbi Zalman is Medayik in this Rambam, that it's all part of the Bracha Revius. So if it's part of the Bracha Revius, then he says maybe the Harachimans are also part of the Bracha Revius. Ayin Sham, it's very interesting, it's a short piece on this Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Beis Halachazayin. Just one other thing as it relates to Gadol Mevarech, there's just one Gemara that you have to speak out, and that is a well-known Gemara, a Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says as follows, Darish Rabbi Avira. Rabbi Avira used to give the following drasha. This is a drasha that you say from behind the pulpit. Zimna nama la mishmei de Rav, v'zimna nama la mishmei de Ravash. Maidich siv, v'yigdal ho'yeled, Vayigomel. So the pasuk says, "Asid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasso yisudu letzadikim." This was the drasha that Rabbi Avira gave. He said, "Asid Hakadosh Baruch Hu lasso yisudu letzadikim biyom shemigomel chazdoi lezari shal Yitzchak." That in the end of days, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be goimel chasadim toivim, he's going to be goymel chesed with Zaroi shal Yitzchak. There's going to be a very, very big suda. So this is also loving. There's going to be a suda. After everyone's going to eat and drink, it's going to come time to bench. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the host, Kavi Yochel, and he has to be mechabed somebody we're benching. And he's going to be mechabed the most chosh of a person. David is going to take the kosh of bracha, and he's going to say, Avram Avinu, bench. He's going to tell them, I can't bench. I don't feel like I can bench. I'm not the most chashuv person here. I had to send Yishma. Hashem's going to turn to Yitzchak. Tul ubarich, you bench. And even though it was before Matan Torah, but Chassid the Torah Loisron alai. One day it's going to be awesome. I can't bench. Then Hashem's going to turn to Moshe. That's the fourth choice. Tul ubarich. He's going to tell them, Eni mevarich. I never went into Eretz Yisrael. I can't be the one to bench. I'm like the Yeshua. He's going to tell Yeshua, Tulu Barich. He's going to tell them, Enim Barich. I never had a son. Yeshua bin Nun, Nun Benai Yeshua Benai. I'm like the David. So finally, the Abish is going to go to David. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Benon. The sixth choice is going to be David HaMelech. And they say, David HaMelech, bench. Omer Lehem is going to tell them, Ani Avarech. I'm going to bench. V'li Noel Avarech. Shenemar Kois Yeshua Isesa U'Veshem Hashem Ekra. So who's the one that's going to bench? Who's going to be the gadol that's going to be Mavarech at the end of days? It's going to be David HaMelech. It's Yedua that the Chedush Harim said that why David HaMelech? Why David HaMelech? He said because David HaMelech throughout Sefer Tehillim, through all the tzaras that he had, was always singing Shira. He was always benching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mizmor LeDavid Bevarcha Ben Avshalom Benoy. The whole Tehillim is Gam Kielach Begeitz Amaves La'ira Raki Atu Madi. It starts Mizmor LeDavid. David HaMelech was always singing Shira. David HaMelech sang Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the worst of times. David HaMelech is going to be the one that's going to bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kais Yeshua Isasa U'Veshem Hashem Ekra in the best of times. Sedech Tu Sharim, when a person is Mevarech Al Ara, he's Zoichet Mevarech Al Atoiv. David HaMelech is going to be the one that's going to lift the ultimate Kais Al Baracha Ba'achris Hayavim, because David HaMelech is the one that throughout his life, he was always the one that was benching Hashem, benching Hashem. When a person in dark moments can say, Gam Kielech Begeitz HaMavis, La'ira Raki Atom Imadi, and he can preface it, Mizmar, Kais Yeshua, Sassu V'Shem Hashem, Ekri will be Zoichet Hasidi Yeshua, he's going to be the one that's, we have more to do. We're not, I'd be as Goyal Tzadik, but Meir B'Yemenu, Amen. No. How does that work, by the way? I'd be as Goyal Tzadik. The mayor be amen amen. Why say amen after your own bracha? Is that a reza meshubach or a reza maguna? Some people say amen ve amen. So that's either very meshubach or very maguna. I'm not sure. But regardless, that's the first aura. The second aura is, so we had the halacha of a bracha asmucha lechaverta. So what's a bracha asmucha lechaverta? So we saw an idea. Kol bracha is kulam peisech ben bebaruch. V'chayisem em bebaruch. Every bracha starts with baruch. And with the exception of certain brachas that are not chayisem bebaruch. And then you have a bracha asmucha lechaverta. If a bracha asmucha lechaverta, then it won't start with baruch. The question was, atayv ameitav asmucha lechaverta. It's the fourth of a series of four brachas. So how come you don't end it with, how come it starts with baruch? So the Gemara brought that as a raya. This was Rav's raya. Geshmak a raya. That the bracha of atoyv ameitiv is lav doy raisi, it's the rabbanon. I mean that it's the rabbanon, it's separate. And if it's separate, so it's for that reason, it starts with baruch. But this seems to be the rule. Every bracha, let's just take this part of it. Unless it's a bracha smucha lechaveta, it has to start with baruch. Tosfos in different places in Shas, and all the Rishonim, for that matter, ask kashas on this principle. Elikai neshama is a bracha. It's not smucha lechaverta per se. It's not the second or the third or the fourth bracha in a succession of brachas, yet it doesn't start with baruch. Another kasha that Tosfos asks, and that's the one we'll talk about for a moment, is tefilas aderech. So tefilas aderech starts with the words yehi rotzeh. So l'chura, why does it start with yiratzeh? It's a bracha. And if it's a bracha, freik Tosfos and perek arvi psachim, and mesechtes psachim, daf kuf dalet amit beis, teimot, says Tosfos, I don't understand that, why is it that tfilas haderech is not poiseach bebaruch? It's something that you say when you're on the derech. We learned the Gemara together. Brachas lamet choftes amit beis, daf lamet amit aleph. When a person is hichzik bederech, that's the time that you're supposed to say tfilas haderech, zazoy freik. Tosfos Akasha, why is it that Tfilas Haderech starts with Yehi Ratzon based on this rule that unless it's a bracha smucha lechaverta, you start with baruch, Tfilas Haderech is not a bracha smucha lechaverta. So before we speak out Tosfos Teretz, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tfilas HaDerech, which is an Eir Chaim Simen Kuf Yud, brings as follows. Haram mi Rutenberg. I'm quoting from the Shulchan Aruch. It's Simen Kuf Yud Sivkot Nvav. Haram mi Rutenberg, when he would leave Baboiker in the morning, see, he would say Berchas HaShachar, and right after Berchas HaShachar, that's when the Maram in Rutenberg would say Tfilas HaDerech. Why? Kedei lehasmicha leberchas hagoyim lechasadim, v'tiyo brocha hasmucha lechavrta. Because the Maram in Rutenberg was bothered with Tosfos Kasha. He says, why isn't it? Why don't you start with Baruch? So what the Maram in Rutenberg used to do is he would make it a bracha smucha lechavrta. Even though it's not inherently a bracha smucha lechavrta, but he would make it into his own personal bracha smucha lechavrta. He would say Berchas HaShachar, and then right after Berchas HaShachar, he would say Tfilas HaDerech. So if he was leaving in the morning, that's what he would do. Now, it doesn't say anything what he would do if he went Lederech in the afternoon. But if he did it in the morning, this is what he would do. Says the Mishnah Brura that... why did he do it this way? So let's say somebody wants to take on this chumra of the Maram in Rutenberg, meaning this is why the Shulchan Aruch is bringing it, because he's telling you it's a good idea to answer this kasha, make it into a bracha smucha lechavrta. Okay, so if you're leaving in the morning, say brachas, and then afterwards get in your car. But what if you're doing it later? So yasmicha lebracha acheres, says the Mishnah Brura, just be masbich to another bracha. Begin sheyoichal or yishte ezadavar v'yibaruch bracha achroina or yatomayim v'yomer hashayotza. So, meaning, make it into your own bracha smucha lechavrta. Either make a bracha, brachas hanenin, or maybe a brachas hashayotzer. This is basically what you're supposed to do. Regardless, this is what he says. But then the Mishnah Berurah says this is only the katchila. Mechaber brought this as the hanhoga of the Maram Rutenberg. He didn't say that it's ma'akev lahalacha, because says the Mishnah Berurah, there is another mahalich in the Rishonim had to answer this kasha. Why is it that Tfilas HaDerech starts with Yehiratzayim, and it doesn't start with Baruch, even though it's not a bracha smucha lechavrta? So what is the other mahalach? Midi lekatchila, we have the hanhaga of the Maram in Rutenberg, tweaked with what the Mishnah Brura says. But the question is, what is the other teretz? So the other teretz is Tosfos teretz. Tosfos says as follows, I quote, V'yesh loymar, she'enon, referring to Tfilas HaDerech, brachos. They're not brachos. Ela shevach v'tfila ba'alma. Says Tosfos, Tfilas HaDerech is not a bracha. Tfilas HaDerech is a tfila. And being that it's a tfila, you don't have this halacha of bracha smucha lechavrta. Bracha smucha lechavrta you have when it's a bracha. But Tfilas HaDerech is not a bracha. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emes LeYaakov, in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, that's where the Gemara brings the halacha, kol hayotze lederech, tzorech lespalo, Tfilas HaDerech. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think what Tosfos is saying is posh. He doesn't even quote Tosfos. But he says it's posh to me that Tfilas HaDerech is not a bracha, but rather Tfilas HaDerech is a tfila. Says number one, Kishmoy Kachi. It's not called Birchas HaDerech. It's called Tfilas HaDerech. So you see, it's a tfila. He said, besides, take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Sometimes you can learn a lot from location, location, location. Where does the Shulchan Aruch bring the halachas of Tfilas HaDerech? So you would think, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he would bring it in Simen Reish Lamed. He would bring it in Chelek Beis HaMishnah Berurah. We have all the halachas of Peres, Simen after Simen after Simen, that, that talks about all the brachas that you're supposed to make at Chashidin at times. It's not where the Shulchan Aruch brings it. You know where the Shulchan Aruch brings it? In Simen Kuf Yud. You know what Simen Kuf Yud is? It's Hilchas Tefila. Why is it Hilchas Tefila? Well, it's a Tefila. Said Rabbi Yaakov, it's not a bracha. It's a Tefila. Says Rabbi Yaakov, if that's the case, I'll tell you two nafkaminas la'alocha. Number one, if someone has a suffix, if he has to make a bracha, you have a suffix Tefila Sadeh. You have a suffix bracha. Suffix Shahakal. So what do? Suffix brachas. You always go la'hakal. Anytime there's a suffix brachas, you go la'hakal. What if someone has a suffix Tefila Sadeh? You're not sure. You're supposed to say Tefila Sadeh. You're not supposed to say Tefila Sadeh. Right? The halachas are a little complicated. Let's say you're not sure. You are supposed to, you're not supposed to. So what should you do? If it's a bracha, suffix bracha. But what about a suffix tefila? Vazok to Gemar, ulevai sheyispal aladam kol hayom kulon. You can daven the whole day. Said Rabbi Yaakov, it's a tefila. It's a tefila. Can't zog the tefilas haderech hakansa. If you want to, you can say it the whole day. Said Rabbi Yaakov, I'll tell you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, could somebody be moitzi somebody else with tefilas haderech? A bracha you have shemeya koina. But what about a tefila? I'll be moitzi with psukah de zimra. By tefila, you don't have halacha, you can be mighty somebody. Now, if a person can't daven, maybe. But it's a for sure a b'di'evet. When it comes to bracha, it's b'roivam hadras melech. Sometimes it's a l'katchila. We're learning the sugya of Birchas HaMazon. That's what they used to do. But when it comes to a tefila, not the way. So Rabbi Yaakov said, tefila saderech. It's an hilchas tefila. It's a mefurish a toisus amtsochem daf kuf dal and amid beis. That's why you don't have the problem with bracha smukha l'chavit. And I'll tell you two nafkiminas l'alacha. Number one, if you have a sofik tefila saderech, don't worry about it. You can take tefila saderech all day if you want. Number two, as it relates to being mighty somebody, somebody else. So over here, it's going to be different. It's not going to be such an issue to, here it's a problem to be mighty somebody else, because what we're dealing with over here is we're dealing with a tefillah, not a bracha. Bracha, yeah, you can be mighty somebody. But when it comes to a tefillah, it's a little bit more complicated. That was the second ha'ara. The third ha'ara. So we mentioned over here on the bottom of the yama, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mechavdin, Loi Bedrachim, V'loy b'ksharim, v'loy b'yodayin mezuamos. Pasha, you read the Gemara, it sounds like there's no inyan to be mechabit. You're walking with your Rebbe on the street, there's no idea to be mechabit him. And in fact, the Gemara told a story, a maisa shahaya kachaya with Ravin and Abaya. Ravin was the Talmud, Abaya was the Rava, Abaya was the Rebbe. They were walking together, and Ravin allowed his donkey to walk in front of Abaya's donkey. And Abaya remarked, he said, I understand. He said, since Ravin came back from Eretz Yisrael, he fits a chabizalandish. And then Rabin clarified, he said, no, there's no idea just to be mechabed somebody. It's only bepesach sheyesh by mezuzah that technically would be mechayim mezuzah. But regardless, bedrachim, we have a mefurish of braisa. A braisa, brachis, memvav amid beis, the last line, ein mechabdin, loy bedrachim, v'loy b'ksharim. All the Rishonim ask kashas on this from different Gemaras. One of the Gemaras that the Rishonim ask from is a Gemara, Masechtes Yuma, Daflat Lamed Zayin Amed Beis. It's a well-known Gemara. Tanya, Shloish Shoyim Mahalchem Baderech. Three people are walking together, Baderech. Harav Be'emtza, the most chashiv person, should be in the middle. Godol Be'aminoi, the next chashiv, should be to his right. V'kotem Esmoyle, and the least chashiv should be to his left. What's the context in Yuma Daf Lamed Zayin? The Kohen Gadol, Haskam B'Minoi, V'Roish Be'Sof B'Smoyloi. So that was the context. But the point is, the Chashev person should be in the middle. The next Chashev should be to his right. The least Chashev should be to his left. V'Chem Motzinu B'Shloisha Malachi Asharis. We find the same thing regarding three Malachi Asharis. Shabo Eitzel Avram. The Malachi Asharis that came to Avram Avinu. Michal was Be'emtza, because he was the most Chashev. Michal is Mikokel. Michal is Sarish Shal Klai Yisrael. Every Uma has a Sar. Klai Yisrael has a sar also. It's the Malach Michael. Gabriel was Biyamina. He was the second most chashiv. V'Rafal, and the Malach Rafal was Mismail. But the bottom line is, you see clearly, ask the Rishonim, that even though you have Shloisha Shoyim Mahalchim Baderech, there's an idea of covet. The Rav should be Be'emtza. The next chashiv should be to his right, and then the least chashiv should be to his left. It seems to be, again, a blatant contradiction. Another stira here in Bryce's. We had a few in the beginning of the Daf. How does it stim over here with this Gemara that we just learned? Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mechabdim, Lo Bedrachim, Lo B'Ksharim. And the Rishonim say, and this is what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that you have to say, this is in Yerideya Simon Reish Ben Beis, the halachas of covet of a Rebbe, that the Braisa on Yuma Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph is talking about where they were walking together. So they were Hichsik Baderech Tzizamen. So they all left together, then there's a certain anhaga. Our Gemara that says, Ein Mechabdim Lo Bedrachim V'Lo B'Ksharim, that's talking about where two people meet. You're walking in the street, oh, and you meet your Rebbe, you meet someone that's more chashiv than you. Over there, the halacha is Ein Mechabdim Bedrachim. But if they all went together, so then there's halacha of Mechabdim Bedrachim. So yesterday we spoke out. A goyinus from the Rogachov a goyin. So just to speak out another charifus from the Rogachov, and that is the pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, after Yosef and the brothers went to bury Yaakov Avinu, Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim, Yosef went back to Mitzrayim. Who? Him, the Echav and his brothers, the Chol Ha'Olam Mitay Likbar Azavim, and all the people that went together with him to the Maris HaMachpelah to bury his father. After he buried his father. And the Rogachov Goyin asked, and it would seem that this pasuk is a little wordy. You just said Likbar Yisaviv. So why do you have to say again, Achrei Kovar Yisaviv? So the Rogachov Goyin said, pshat's like this. Because we know there's halacha, we just learned the Gemara, that when three people walk together, by derech, there's an idea of covet. What's the Surah of the Kavod, Harav Be'emtza, the most chashiv person's in the middle. The second chashiv is to the right, and the least chashiv is to the left. Up until this point, who was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah, in the Avos Chelka? So you had Avram Avinu, and you had Yitzchak. Avram was the most chashiv. How do you know that? Just learned the Gemara. Psachim Kuf Yotess on the days. Avram was the first one that was offered benching. So Avram was to the right. Yitzchak, the second most chashiv, must have been to the left. So said the Rogachov, it came time to bury Yaakov. Where were they supposed to bury Yaakov? Should you bury Yaakov to the left of Yitzchak? So then Yitzchak's going to be in the middle. Avram's going to be to the right. Yaakov's going to be to the left. Yitzchak is not the Gadol. Yitzchak can't be in the middle. Should you bury him to the right of Avraham? So Avram, who's the most chashev, will be Be'entzah, but Yaakov is going to be to the right, and Yitzchak is going to be to the left. It has to be in the reverse, because the order is Avram, and then Yitzchak, and then Yaakov. So he said, you know what they had to do? They had no choice but to bury Yaakov to the left of... to bury Yaakov to the left of Yitzchak, and then they had to move Avraham. Bury Yaakov to the right of... I'm losing the cheshbon. And then rebury Yitzchak. Exactly. So he said, it comes out, they buried Yaakov, and then they buried Yitzchak. So he said, that's the pshat. Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim, who ve'echa v'chol ha'olam itoy, likbaris aviv, to bury Yaakov achrei kavrei Yisrael. Meaning, first, this is what they did. Okay. First they buried, Avram was to the, exactly. Avram was buried to the right, Yitzchak was buried to the left. They took Yitzchak, they moved him from the left of Avram to the right of Avram. And then they buried. So when did they bury Yaakov? Achrei kavrei Yisrael. After they buried Yaakov's father, Yitzchak. Because they had to move Yitzchak. When they came, it was Avram to the right, Yitzchak was to the left. They had to first move Yitzchak to the right of Avram. And only afterwards were they able to bury Yaakov. Meaning, they buried Yaakov achrei kavrei Yisrael. Just one last ta'ara. One last ta'ara, and that is Reb Zeira. So, Reb Zeira, the Gemara says, wasn't well. And they, Reb Avo said that in mitfach ketina charech shakir, that if Reb Zeira, he referred to as the ketina with the charech shakir, he's going to have a refuah of vidna yoyma tavol rabban. And he got better, and there was a suda saida, and then the question was, who should bench? But Reb Avo said, imitvach katino charech shakir. So the truth is, we don't have enough time to speak out both auras that we had to speak out. The first aura was going to be, why was Reb Zeira called the katino with the charech shakir? Ayin bava mitziah, da pei hei yam and aleph. Rashi quotes the Gemara, so we'll have the in-base medrash b'loi chiddush regarding that another day. But I saw in the Chidon, the Pesach in Ayin, he asks Akasha, he says, why did Rabbi Avoh walk in and refer to Rabbi Zeira as the katina charech shakir? First, he should have called him Reb Zeira. If Reb Zeira ben, whatever Reb Zeira's mother's name is, he was a chayla at that time, is going to have a refuah, then we're going to make a yoyim tov l'rabbanon. Why did he say mitvach katinach charech shaki? So before the Chidas Teretz, I saw in the Megadim Chadash from W. Yoyal Weiss, he said, I'm going to tell you the pshat, because the Gemara says if somebody davens for a chayla, he doesn't have to mention the name of the chayla. But the Maril says that's only if you're in the presence of the chayla. Shalai b'fnei the chayla, you have to. But in the presence of the chayla, you don't have to mention his name. You could daven, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kael no, Rafan Allah, even in the presence of Miriam, never mention Miriam's name. Vaistois, that if you're in the presence of the chayla, you don't have to. Not just that, we spoke from the Chassam Soif, Echdush Chassam Soif al Hashas, in Mesech Nesedarim, Daf Mem Amar Aleph, he says it's better not to mention the name of the chayla. Why not? Because when you mention a person's name, it's Ma'ir Din on the person. And even though if someone's a chayla, so of course you mention the name because it's karev el aschar v'rochik min ahefsid. But at the same time, it comes with a little bit of an invoice. It's not the perfect thing to do. So the katchil of someone davens in the presence of a chayla, it's always a maila, because like this, you don't have to mention the name, you don't have to be ma'ir the din. So Cedric Dovid Yoy Weiss, this is Mamash Gemara, this is Exhibit A. Rav Avoh walked in, he saw Rav Zeira, he didn't say mitvach Rav Zeira, he didn't even mention Rav Zeira's name, let alone his mother's name. He said mitvach katina charech shaki, like this, everyone knew who Rav Zeira was. For whatever reason, they called him that. That's Ayin Bava Mitzir Pei Heyam and Aleph, that's the raid bite we're not doing. But the point is that everyone knows Reb Zeira. Oh, it's Reb Zeira. In mitvach, katina charech shaki. This is what he said. But the Chidah says a different shot. The Chidah says a different shot. The Chidah says, why was, I just realized, we do have to mention the Gemara. Why was Reb Zeira called katina charech shaki? The Gemara says, because Reb Zeira was very afraid of Gehenna. He was very, very afraid of Gehenna. Not just that, the Gemara says he fasted 100 tanesim that the fire of Gehenna shouldn't be shaylut in him. And what he used to do is every 30 days, he would sit down in an oven and he would see if the heat of the oven, the fire of the oven, had any effect on him. And he was always nichnas b'shalom and he was always yatzah b'shalom, meaning he never had a problem. One time, the Rabbanon gave him an ayin hara. That's what the Gemara says. And he sat down in the fire and he got burnt. And it's for that reason he became known as the Katina Charech Shaki, because that's when he burnt his thighs. He burnt his thighs sitting in the oven because of his chassidus. Said the Chida that you want to know why Rabbi Vo called him the Katina Charech Shaki, because Rabbi Zera needed Rachmei Shemayim. So Rabbi Vo wanted to be masker the schusim of Rabbi Zera. So he said Rabbi Zera is so chashev, he's the Katina Charech Shaki. Why is he the Katina Charech Shaki? Because he's such a tzaddik, right? That's why he's the Katina Charech Shaki. So it's for that reason he went ahead. It's for that reason he went ahead and he called him that. He called him that, certainly not in a derogatory way. He could have called him by his name, davened for him the way everyone davens for a chayla, nothing to do with the Chassam Sofer, but it was based on this. And he says there's precedence for this in the Sfarim of the Gurei Ha'arizatzal, that they say if a person's a chayla, you should always be masked the schosim of the chayla. Because that could have a tremendous, if a person davens for someone that's a chayla, you should be masked the person's chosim. And he says it's brought down in Sifrei Kabbalah to do that. So he says that's what he was doing. What he was doing was he was being masked the schosim of Reb Zeir. Very nice pshat, that's what the Chidah says in Pesach Inai. But I just want to be medayik l'shoyne yazov of the Chidah. So the Chidah says like this, the Efshaloimer, the Fima Shakasa, Mishem Gure Arizatzal, the Kishaadam Hubitsara, Toivla Haskis, Huyoysov, La Oirim Melitze Yoshalamilo, Valkin Rabavo, Afu Hoyamishav and Haskit Sitkas Rabzero, the Lahoya Shoylet by your arm, it's at Kishre Mysov, Vloichruch Shake Elamishum the Yovibayeno. Says, so what? It's deeper than this, says the Chidah. Vayom Mufursin, this was something everybody knew about. Acha you Kairun like Ketina Charuch Shake. Everybody knew about this. So what? Everybody knew about it. Oh, Gishmak. Wow, Reb Zera was very famous. Everyone knew about what a chassid he was. Now, the point was this. Because everyone knew about it, Rabim Heshev Meyavoy. People themselves took Musa from Reb Zera. And they said, if this were Reb Zera, the tzaddik Reb Zera is so worried about Gehenim, what's going to be with us? Well, what are we going to do one day? We're also going to be osaliting din v'cheshbin. And you know what happened? V'harbe niskanu b'maisov. There was kin a soifrim for what Reb Zera did. And that was the schus. That was the schus Rabbi Avoh wanted to be masker. Because ve'elu hema praklitin gedoylim. Because the real schad that a person gets, the real schus that a person has, is when it's v'rabim heshem yofen. When a yid is mekar of another yid. And that's the chsam soifer that we've spoken about so many times. The amount of times the chsam soifer uttered that phrase in his ksofen, v'rabim heshem yofen. He says that's Aaron HaKoyen. That's why Aaron HaKoyen didn't have to do the avodah. This idea of v'rabim heshem yofen says the chidah, that's the punchline. I don't know, I thought the Chidah was going to stop right there. He could have stopped beautifully. He wanted to be Ma'ir the Schus of Reb Zera. The Reb Zera was so chashiv that he used to sit in an oven every 30 days. That sounds chashiv enough. Sounds like a schus to be masker. That's not, that's good, but that's not the punchline. The punchline is that Niskanu by Chaverov, people saw it and they had kinesoifrim for Reb Zera. And they were nischazik from it. It was Virabim Heshem Yavin. That's what the focus was. The Elohim Praklitim Gedolim, Valkein Koruloi Kein, Ba'orer Harachem, and this is just another sniff in Reb Zera. So Baruch Hashem, we've had the opportunity to talk a lot about Reb Zera. We'll see more about Reb Zera in the coming days.